But to Westminster next, where MPs have been debating the final stage of a bill which could legalise assisted dying in England and Wales. The bill would allow terminally ill adults with 6 months or less to live to get medical assistance to end their lives. Kim Ledbetter, the proposer of the Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill, addressed the House of Commons.
It is an issue which transcends party politics, and I want to thank colleagues from across the House who have shared their very personal stories with me. And I'm grateful to all colleagues who have studied the detail of the bill. It is, of course, essential that we come to a decision based on the content of what it actually says. And I've been pleased to work with members on all sides of the debate to ensure that this legislation is something that Parliament can be proud of. A cogent, workable bill that has one simple thread running through it. The need to correct the profound injustices of the status quo.
The Labour MP Diane Abbott spoke against the bill.
It is literally a matter of life or death. I've heard talk today about the injustices of the current situation. What could be more unjust than to lose your life because of poorly drafted legislation?
For more, we're joined now by John Rental, Chief Political Commentator with the London Independent. John, it was a packed House of Commons, passionate speeches.
It is.
still ongoing. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think it will be passed because the majority at the start of the process for the bill in principle was 55 votes. And although a number of MPs have changed their mind, most of them have gone from neutral to opposed, one or two have gone from having voted for it last time to opposing it. But there haven't been enough to overturn that majority, so I think it'll go through and be sent to the House of Lords.
And can you tell us what types of amendments the House of Lords could propose, or if it passes the Commons today at 2 o'clock, then that's more or less a done deal?
Oh no, it's not. It's not a done deal at all. The House. There are lots of peers who want to re-fight a lot of the arguments that have been had in the Commons. But I think the fundamental principle of the bill, if that has been supported by the House of Commons, I think the Lords will be reluctant to overturn it, and they'll be reluctant to table so-called wrecking amendments, which are designed to just sort of neutralise the bill. So there may be some of the same arguments will be had again, but it looks likely that this will become law within the next 4 years.
And yes, it becomes law, but in England and Wales. Why will it not impact Scotland or Northern Ireland?
Because health is a devolved matter in Scotland and Northern Ireland. The Scottish Parliament has started a similar bill. It voted in principle for that, I think, last month. Whereas Northern Ireland, I don't think has any plans to do that. But it is a devolved matter.
You're saying that it looks as if it's going to pass. Can you remind us just exactly what's in the bill?
Well, it allows a patient who is terminally ill, has a diagnosis, is expected to live no longer than 6 months, to decide to end their life, doctors may give them a medicine which they have to administer themselves in order to do that.
This issue of competency has also come up in the debate, the ability of someone to make that decision. Clearly, it was an issue which was raised in the Irish Parliament over the course of a year as the issue of end of life and right to die was being debated. What were you hearing in Westminster?
Well, I know that issue has been running throughout the consideration of the bill. There are people who want to erect protections against people who can't really make a decision for themselves, and there are people who are just opposed to the bill in principle and want to wreck it. And so it's a bit difficult for the Commons to navigate that. But that issue of when someone is genuinely making a decision and whether they've been coerced into it, even in the very sort of passive sense of feeling themselves to be a burden on society and thinking that they ought to lift that burden from others around them. That has been the sort of central area of discussion in a lot of this.
I'm not sure if you can answer this question, John, but would the legislation allow someone, say, from the Republic of Ireland to be able to avail of assisted dying in England or Wales should the bill pass all stages?
I'm not a lawyer, but I mean the main purpose of the bill is so that a doctor who assists a patient to die can't be prosecuted for assisting someone's death or assisting a murder, and so that would apply whatever the nationality of the patient. I mean, I think it'd be no different from someone going to Switzerland to take advantage of the legislation there. I don't know what the Irish law on this is. I mean, presumably there is a law that, you know, if you go with your spouse, say, to England or Switzerland now, you may be open to prosecution, but I don't think in practice that happens.
John Rentall, Chief Political Commentator with the London Independent. Coming after the break, the latest in Gaza.